This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and the conspirators behind the Pahalgam terror attack will be given the harshest punishment. 26 people lost their lives in the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi said, following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. The Prime Minister said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger, and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
जब कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी, स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी, निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी, लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था, पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी, लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी, देश के दुश्मनों को, जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया। आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया।
Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the completion of 50 years of the launch of the Aryabhatta satellite this month. He said the country is busy preparing for many important missions like Gaganyaan, SpaceX, Chandrayaan 4, and is also working on Venus orbiter mission and Mars lander mission. On disaster management, the Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He urged citizens to use the Sashi mobile app, which has been designed to provide real-time alerts during any natural disaster in regional languages. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has intensified probe into the Pahalgam terror attack case. The NIA said in a statement that the teams are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Bai Saran Valley. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir police detained two hardcore terrorists associated with Budgam district under the stringent public Safety Act. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has supported decisive fight against terrorism and its origin, but cautioned against any misplaced action that alienates people who have voiced their concerns over innocent killings after the Pahalgam terror attack. In a post on social media X, Umar said, after the Pahalgam terror attack, there must be a decisive fight against terrorism and its origin. The people of Kashmir have come out openly against terrorism and the murder of innocent people, and they did this freely and spontaneously. It's time to build on this support and avoid any misplaced action that alienates people. Punish the guilty, show them no mercy, but don't let innocent people become collateral damage. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India can fulfill its aim of being a $30 trillion economy in the next 25 years only if it is fueled by healthy citizens. Addressing the World Health Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that every initiative and scheme implemented by the government ends with improving the health and holistic development of its citizens. He mentioned that providing affordable residence, access to drinking water, cooking gas connection, access to toilets and improving education have all improved the quality of life of countless Indians. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets. And that's the end of this news bulletin.